Penguin Random House Audio presents Grocery, The Buying and Selling of Food in America by Michael Ruhlman. Read for you by Jonathan Todd Ross. I think it could plausibly be argued that changes of diet are more important than changes of dynasty or even of religion. The Great War, for instance, could never have happened if tinned food had not been invented. Yet it is curious how seldom the all-importance of food is recognized. You see statues everywhere to politicians, poets, bishops, but none to cooks or bacon curers or market gardeners. George Orwell, The Road to Wigan Pier. It seems to me that our three basic needs, for food and security and love, are so mixed and mingled and entwined that we cannot straightly think of one without the others. So it happens that when I write of hunger, I am really writing about love and the hunger for it, and warmth and the love of it, and the hunger for it, and then the warmth and richness and fine reality of hunger satisfied, and it is all one. M.F.K. Fisher, The Art of Eating. The destiny of nations depends on how they nourish themselves. Jean-Anthelme Briard-Savarin. Introduction. The Invisible Behemoth on Main Street. Grocery stores are where we purchase most of our food. $650 billion annually, at 38,000 of them in America. $1 trillion if you count all retail food sales. Yet most people know almost nothing about how they operate or where the food they sell comes from. We do, however, count on their always being here. While food issues drive some of the most compelling stories.